This Week in Wealth is powered by Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, WGN talk show host, a financial journalist, and I'm the CEO of Best Money Moves, a financial wellness technology company.
Good morning, Elise, and I'm Tom Fortino, the partner of the Alpha Wealth Group, principal, I should say, of the Alpha Wealth Group based in Oakbrook Terrace.
So, you know, every week on This Week in Wealth, we talk about business news that matters to you, answer some questions that you might have about your money, retirement planning, investing, cash, income, tax, estate planning, other things that we think about along the way. And of course, we try to solve the rest of the world's financial problems. What do you think, Tom?
Well, you know, there's so many things out there. I agree with exactly what you say. It's just we're bombarded all the time with all this confusing opinions. And this is an opportunity to kind of, you know, dig through all that and give you some good ideas and advice. And hopefully you come away with a couple of things that are going to add value to your plan. That's the goal for today.
All right. Well, on that, let's start with a silly question. And this came from a survey that was just published. All right, Tom, what scares you more, the thought of retiring or the thought of dying?
Well, I would say
it's kind of like a false choice.
No, it's interesting. But that's really a tough, it should not be a tough question. But the here and now, maybe the retiring is can be a concern. But I think dying is more of a concern to me. I want to, you know, enjoy life.
Right. It's a false choice. But, you know, here's the thing. I think a lot of people think they're going to either die before they get a chance to retire, right? Or they think that if they retire, you know, basically they're going to be bored to death. So there's those two things. And then if underlying it all is if you retire and then you get 30 years, are you going to have enough money to actually get you through retirement?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it before, Elise. The biggest fear is running out of money or outliving your money in retirement. And it is, it's, I don't want to say it's unimaginable, but it, boy, that's a tough thing to deal with when you're saying, you know, the paycheck stop coming and all of a sudden this can be very unsettling. And so it's the unknown in a certain way, the uncertainty of it. And so you're going into retirement saying, okay, how does this work now? I've been getting a paycheck every month. It's been going into my bank account. And now all of a sudden, you know, flip the switch and say, now how do I create income throughout my life? And so it's important when we talk about that. So how do we reduce or eliminate that fear? And really, I try to keep things very simple. And we can be more specific about it, but it's all about having a plan, right? What is your plan? And I think, again, it's sometimes the fault of this industry when I say, what is your plan? And when I say, what is a retirement plan? It's not necessarily about getting to a number, which is important. Hey, I have $2 million or I have $1 million. But it's also, you know, having an income plan. I always talk about five pieces to your plan. And if I pose this question to anyone, can you answer this? What is your income plan? And we mean Social Security, pensions, even annuities, lifetime income that cannot run out, right? That lasts your lifetime. What is your tax plan? What are you doing to reduce taxes? What is your investment plan? What is your asset protection plan? What happens if there's a long-term illness? What happens if a spouse passes away and a Social Security goes away? And then finally, what is your estate and legacy plan? Those are the five, what I call the five pillars. If you can start to create a plan using these five pillars and start that way, in fact, you know, this is something we can offer in a little bit here, but I call it the planning kit, five simple steps to a stress-free retirement approach. Start designing these pieces of your plan. And you know what? Slowly, I think, of course, financial organization is the starting point. Sitting down and putting this stuff together, putting pencil to paper. If we can get there, then guess what starts to happen? That uncertainty starts to go down because now you're creating some certainty. The unknowns start to go. And then hopefully, the end of this process, your stress levels go down too. So this is, it really comes down to planning.
So if you wanted, I should have mentioned this earlier, that your phone number is 630-934-1855, or you can go to alphawealthgroup.com. All right, so the online resume building website, Zetti, is the one that actually asked this question about retirement fears. Mm-hmm. And it was, to me, the results are really interesting, right? 40% of people said retirement's scarier than death. 20% mm-hmm. said they're not sure. They need your planning. All those people, the 60%, the 40% of the 20% yeah. that aren't sure, they need that planning kit. Men, though, were more likely than women to say retirement is scarier than death. Why do you think that is?
You know, I guess it comes back to the fact that just women are stronger than men. I guess that's it. They just have a stronger constitution. I think part of that, too, what's interesting, I don't know if you would agree with me, I see it all the time when we sit down, I talk to families. It is true. Women are more organized. Women are more focused on things. So I think maybe that's some of it, but I guess I don't know the definite answer to that, but it is interesting you look at that.
So Tom, when you talk to women about money, they sometimes are intimidated even when they're sitting next to their husbands. And many planners will direct the conversation. They're better now, by the way. Guys are better now. But they will direct the conversation to whoever's the most engaging with them. So if it's the guy, then that seems to be the place where the conversation goes, as opposed to really trying to get in and get the woman to sort of express her concerns about retirement or her concerns about money. And I was thinking that, you know, with this, the male versus female thing, you've probably had some experiences where the guy's been in control, but you've probably also had more and more experiences where the women are out earning the men and they're more in control, or they may have inherited a large chunk of money. And that's something that they need to think about.
Yeah. I've been doing this over 20 years. So yes, there has been more and more often where the woman is making more money or she's more involved. But beyond that too, I think, again, this is just kind of the nature of the beast. They seem to be more responsible. It's the same thing I always say with my wife. You know, she takes care of my dental appointments, my hospital appointments. You know, men just are not that good at some of these things. So I think they complement each other. That's good. And I think, you know, that's what I see more than anything, where the women are a little more realistic and conservative with their planning. And that's important, especially when you get to retirement and you're near retirement, because that's really when you become the most vulnerable. And so we want to be realistic. I mean, the market's been, you know, roaring ahead these past 10 or 11 years, you know, do we feel we have some bubbles here? I don't know. Those are things to talk about. But that's when it gets back to this discussion we talked about having a plan. And how many of you have a plan? Well, can you truly say, you know, you have this plan? Have you walked through all of that? And so that's why, again, I offered that planning kit if anybody wants it. This will help you get started, because, again, it's very hard. It's like a lot of times with this, we're so overwhelmed with all this information. How do we get started? So I'll offer that. Anybody wants this retirement planning kit, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. We'll get out there. And again, it'll include the worksheets plus all the ideas on creating income that you can outlive, minimizing taxes and trying to get to tax-free. These are good ideas, and it's a good start. And I'm pretty confident you'll find some ideas in there that you can add to your current plan.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about the difference between growth and safety, because I think this ties really well to what we were talking about with sort of how men and women approach things. So stay with us. We'll be right back with This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink here with Tom Fortino of Alpha Wealth Group. We'll be right back on WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Gling, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, founder of Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about money, your money. If you want to reach Tom, call his office, 630-934-1855, or go to alphawealthgroup.com. All right, Tom, before the break, we were talking about this study from the online resume building website Zetti that was looking at whether you were more afraid of retiring or more afraid of dying. And 40% of respondents said that retirement is scarier than death. 20% are not sure, which is really interesting. And we talked about how men were more likely than women to say retirement was scarier. And actually almost half of people in the survey thought that retirement was scarier than sickness or poor health. But, you know, your answer always is about planning. But what I want to dig in this segment is about sort of growth versus safety, because, you know, if women are more conservative, does that mean that they make choices that are too safe? And if men are not as conservative, does that mean they're just kind of like shooting from the hip, you know, doing this kind of investing? So what do you tell us, you know, define growth versus safety when it comes to your retirement investments. And let's dig in on that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is the conundrum we talk about, right? I mean, it's changed so much as far as safety versus growth. You know, it used to be principal protection, safety. You could put money in a bank account. In fact, even in the 90s, you could put money in a 10-year treasury and get 8% a year for 10 years.
God, I wish I could get that now. Right?
Yeah, and this is, unfortunately, we've been put in this position, and it really is truly unfortunate. Because, you know, I think there's created some distortion. So, you know, you could put $500,000, get $40,000 a year for 10 years guaranteed and get your principal back. Today, it would take almost $2.5 million for the same thing.
Wow.
So think about how we have to deal with this. You know, so you put your money for principal protection, and then, well, how do you keep up with inflation? You know, we talk about losing money safely. The real return right now on a 10-year treasury is 1.4%. You're actually going backwards when you factor in inflation.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Particularly if you're buying, like, wood, you know, and building your house.
Right.
Particularly where you're going to get hit right now.
You're going backwards. And so, you know, I use the term conundrum. Do I put my money in the market and say, I'm going to take the risk? Because we see the volatility. I mean, it happens. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but obviously there's volatility. On the other hand, what happens if we're 100% in the market and, you know, the market drops 30% and we need that money for income? That's problematic, right? So, you know, anyone who you go back to the beginning of the 2000s, you know, there was a 10-year from 2000 to 2010, the market didn't grow at all. You had the tech bubble, you had the financial bubble down 45%. Imagine if you retire and the first year you're down 40%, 30%. And you need that money. That's why when we talk about having an income plan, understanding your Social Security benefit, understanding your pensions, maybe using annuity to create lifetime income, that's important.
You know, this is sort of interesting because I hear all the time, and it used to be, you know, 20, and I'm talking 20, 25 years ago, you know, financial journalists like myself would say, you know, we would talk to experts and they'd say, if you have $1 million, you can safely withdraw 5%. Mm-hmm. And you'll be fine. You'll never run out of money. But then it became, well, you probably should only do 4%. And then as interest rates went down, as you were just saying, like you get nothing on your money and sitting in the savings account anymore. I guess you're lucky you're not giving some back, right?
Yeah.
But now I'm hearing advisors say, okay, if you've got $1 million in the bank, you'll be lucky if you get $30,000 a year out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the number just keeps going down and down, even as the stock market goes up and up. And I know the people at home have got to be saying, I know I need growth in order to protect, but I don't want to go too far down that path. How do I know what to sell? How do I know what that balance is between growth and safety?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I mean, if you look at the last 2 years, just looking at the S&P, okay, it's up a little over 40% over the last year. So let's say roughly 43%.
Stunning.
If you look at the aggregate bond index, it's up about 3.5. Okay. Mm-hmm. So where do you want your money to be? Now,
I want my money to be. And if you could promise me 100% return. No, I'm just kidding. I know you can't. Go ahead.
But no, I'm just saying it's really, again, let's make this simple. You know, you could say, you know, I pose this question in class. I'll show the chart. You'll see the bonds just kind of going. It's flatlining, but it doesn't drop 30%. And so I say, where would you put your money? Would you put it in the 3-4% or would you put it in the 40% where it's moving up and down with a lot of volatility? Well, it's not an either or question. You know, why would you ever own bonds? Why would you ever own some of these fixed investments? Because for some level of lower volatility. You know, if you have half your money, if you said, I'm just going to be 50-50, right? I'm okay with getting 20%, half of the upside, knowing that I'm going to protect on the downside. This is why the investment plan, one of those five pieces I talk about, is important. Understand what you own and why you own it. Should you be, you know, having some safety of principal or at least lower volatility? Bonds are technically not principal protected. But, you know, to be 100% in stocks, and again, I come back to that income plan. If I said to you, you can create an income plan where you have all the income you need throughout your life, imagine if you could do that, plus you still have the investments in the market that you're not relying on, that's where a planning really becomes powerful. And so that's really a goal. So that's where you want to try to marry these things up, to have an investment plan. But the less you have to rely on your investments, the better you can do it. And again, that's a combination. You can use annuities, again, as I said, for an income. You can use them for a joint income. So these are things to look into where the check comes in every month, regardless of what's happening in the market. So this is important when we get to planning.
So let me just dig in a little bit more on the different kinds of accounts, because I think people are may get a little bit confused, right? So we've got, you know, different accounts where your principal is protected, right? And then you have accounts that are not, right? So we had a problem with, was it principal money market where it broke the buck? Is that what they said about it? Was that principal? Where they, it was below, it went negative. How likely is it that when you put money into, you know, what I would call very safe, a money market account, I think about those as being safe. Maybe, are they as safe as we think they are,
you know,
going forward in this environment?
It's very, we're in a very precarious position here, right? With all of this money that's out there. I think for the most part, you know, it's as safe as it's going to be. It's just like any of these accounts. I would tell you, you know, you could look at things like fixed annuities, you know, or indexed annuities. Those are principal protected, technically. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm a fiduciary fee-based. But on the annuity side, it's something you can look at that gives you participation in the market. So you still have some upside growth with no downside risk. And those gains get locked in every year or every 2 years. So these are options that are bond alternatives that you can look at in your portfolio. That's why I always say, you know, get informed, take a look at some of these things, and then put a plan together. It's really that simple. And I offered that information, and it's available to anybody who wants it, that retirement planning kit. And it'll walk you through all of these things. But you want to have some level of protection in your portfolio on some level. Again, it's not necessarily designed for growth, but you know, you've worked very hard to grow these assets. And so if you're going to use them and it's going to provide you income, you got to have some level of protection. Now, the money markets, you know, breaking the buck, you don't see that happening. It's not likely, but you just never know. And there's a lot of crazy things happening today.
Well, negative interest rates are sort of interesting. So this is that idea. If you look in Europe, and I think in some parts of Asia, people are putting money into savings accounts, and it's not even that they're earning less than the rate of inflation, right? They're actually not earning money at all. They're losing money, but the principal is safe. And that's happening in more and more places. It hasn't come to the U.S., although we're pretty close to zero in our accounts. So should we feel like that's safe right now?
Again, we talked about that's losing money safely because we're going backwards.
Right.
You know, last year was the first year ever the 10-year Treasury went under 1%. It never happened in the history of the United States. It happened last year. We were down under 0.5%. So this is my opinion. There are distortions in the market we need to be concerned with. You know, is the market a little frothy right now? And, you know, we talked about the income planning and people's fear of retirement as opposed to dying. They fear retirement more than dying.
Yeah, it's beginning of the show.
These conversations, I get it. You know, and some of these things, well, all these things we have to deal with, whether it's interest rates next to zero, tons of money, the inflation that we're dealing with, the market that, you know, continues to go up. Concerned about what the asset bubbles are maybe out there. And then we have to create all the income throughout our lifetime. We're responsible for all these things. And then we have longevity on top of that, which we have to deal for this for 10, 20, 30 years or more. This is why, again, we talk about you need to really sit down. Number one, get organized. Understand a lot of people, and it's not to be critical, know what you have, understand the values. What are you doing? Creating that plan and then putting all these pieces in place. That's that retirement planning packet I offered, which again, we'll walk you through. It's almost like a checklist. I'll get that out to anybody who wants it. There's no cost or obligation. Again, just give us a call at 630-934-1855.
All right. Well, that's it for this edition of This Week in Wealth. We hope you enjoyed it. You can find me at bestbunnymoves.com or on Twitter, Instagram, where I posted a really beautiful shot of the sunrise this morning, LinkedIn or Facebook. Be sure to talk to Tom, 630-934-1855, or you can go to alphawealthgroup.com, click on radio and fill out the form. And we hope you'll join us again next week. So until next time, Tom, here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.